Part 3 of the manuscript history is the most significant and revealing, but because so many of the pieces were scattered or thought lost, until now no accurate account was possible. It dates from the point in April 1952 when Ginsberg informed A.A. Wynne that Burroughs had begun Queer, which, even though it was written in the third person, started as a sequel to Junk. Much to Burroughs' annoyance, Wynne stalled negotiations until he had seen the new manuscript, with the idea of adding it on to the end of Junk. But when in June he saw what Burroughs had written so far, he rejected it, less due to its homosexual content than to its quite different quality of writing. Wynne now demanded 40 more pages for Junk before he would agree to the contract. Burroughs was furious. Wynne had already required him to write the autobiographical prologue, and he in turn refused to start work on the new material until the contract was signed, which it was on July 5th. By a deadline of August 15th, he duly completed both the prologue and a 38-page manuscript. "I am not completely satisfied," he told Ginsberg, "especially not with that fucking preface." Apart from a 2-page insert made in 1977, this additional manuscript corresponds to the final quarter of the published novel, pages 96 to 128. Now, because of the events they describe, the last 8 pages of this new manuscript could only have been written from scratch in July 1952, while the first 10 might have been drawn on the Mexican section Burroughs began in spring of 1951. The large middle portion, however, over half of this manuscript, can now be identified as a light reworking of material taken from the first half of Queer. Precise comparison of newly discovered manuscripts in turn reveals exactly how, where, and why Burroughs edited one to fit the other. In fact, it shows the way he literally cut up his carbon copies and pasted the fragile pieces together. This cannibalization of material, which would become an essential trademark of Burroughs' practice as a writer, lets us see for the first time, and very exactly, the relationship between these two novels, enabling a new understanding for readers and critics, baffled by the sudden and striking difference between them.